such healing. Warmth of your breathing grows ever stronger. For this, we thank you. It is important, my dear friends, that there is joy in your lives, not joy of good happenings, but joyfulness in all of living. Love and joy are closely connected, and it is most important that you understand that no matter what your life brings to you, that always you sustain joy in your lives. So what is this joy I speak of? It is joy in knowing who and what you are. Joy in just the being. That is true joy. Without joy within your heart, all other aspects of living become as negatives in your lives. So I would like you, my dear friends, to consider what joy there is within your hearts. This may seem a simplified question, but I assure you, it is one of great magnitude. When you feel what the joy truly is, then you will come to these meetings with a completely different view. I know you are saying, but we cannot feel joy at all times. But this I say to you, my dear friends. Yes, you most certainly can. But that is what I wish you to consider this time.
Yes, I think you can sometimes see joy in people's faces. And I have a picture of, as well known as Rinpoche, who was referring to the Dalai Lama, who was across the room, and he was saying, look at the Dalai Lama. He is not laughing at some joke. He is bubbling with joy. And one could see it. One could see the light in his face. He was joyful.
Yes. Yes, that is a good example for the others to think about. But I do not wish you to think of others. I wish only for you to think of joy within yourselves. I will give you time to consider this deeply, and we will discuss it next time. No one understands that love is the all-consuming thing in your lives. But as I say, joy is coupled closely to love.
I think, can I just say something, Salimat?
Yes, of course.
I think that, for myself, I think that when I do things which bring me joy, as well as all the things we try to do daily for other people, when I follow interests that bring me joy, then I find it much easier to access joy, generally. I think when I, if I want to sing and I sing or dance or do something which brings me pleasure too, then I think I access the joyful part more easily. And children also help yes, to put me in touch with joy, because they're very joyful and enthusiastic, naturally. Yes. And I think that they remind us not to be complicated and to just take each moment and be whatever we feel at any given moment.
Yes. Of course, you know and understand that children are much closer to our world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Therefore, just being exudes joyfulness from children. That is what you must look for. Mm-hmm. It is absent in so many lives of today, because human living has dulled that very presence of utter joy. Mm-hmm. And remember, I have said, joy is not obtained by physical happenings. Joy is of course from spirit, but manifests itself into human existence. That is the aspect of yourselves that you must look to. It is not a simple question. So, I will leave it with you and will be most interested in hearing your words. Of course, I am well aware of what you are going to say, but the others may not be. So next time should make for interesting conversation. Do you, at this moment in time, feel just the ray of joy being placed upon your soul?
Yes, I just felt it, yeah.
I hope, my dear friends, that you are aware because the joyfulness within this room is ever building. It is there for each one of you to access, to soak up and to retain. It is a condition which will see you through this earthly life without fear or without any doubts of what life holds for you. If you have love and joy, you have all things. I hope my words make sense to you.
Yes, I do. Yes, thanks. Yes.
As I have told you, my dear friends, this year of your time will be devoted much to your own growth. And in doing this, I must allow each one of you to take each little step in your own way. And my purpose in all of this is to play the part of advisor for you, if so needed, to encourage and to uplift you. Of course, I will bring you more new information, of course, when I feel that you are ready to absorb. But it is important at this time that each one of you takes and accepts what we bring to you for yourselves. As you grow, my dear friends, much, much more can be given to you. Not only will your awareness grow, but your understanding will become greater. And you will be surprised at how little you have known in the past. I will be working with this instrument on many occasions quietly. Therefore, unless you have any questions for me, I would suggest that perhaps our dear lady friend will take you on a meditative journey, takes you on one, and that each one of you be open to what is given this time. You may be given, my dear friends, some clues of what you have been. I know in past times I have told you that who and what you have been is not important. That is still true. But this particular time, it will give you a little more understanding of who you are and what you must be. So please, accept, my dear friends, all that is being given to you. Are there any questions before I leave?
Yes, could I go right back to the very first time that you came to us and you gave us a name to know you by? You've explained about how names are taken by masters who come to teach, and we understand that. And there was a little doubt at first. We thought Salumet or Salufet, something like that, and we settled for Salumet.
Yes.
Can you tell us something of the derivation? Is the name relating to someone who once lived? It sounds Persian, but I wondered if you could tell us anything about the derivation link. It's a little thing that's bothered me for quite some time.
Yes, I know. I will be happy, my dear friend, to discuss this with you. Yes, the name of Salumet was not the name first I gave to you. But as you know, names from our world have little meaning. But I know of your interest, and I will be happy to discuss it with you another time. If you so wish, I will make time at our next meeting with you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
At the end of the meeting, yeah. I will be happy to give you what you wish to know.
Thank you.
When you first came, we didn't perhaps pronounce the name you gave us quite right. Is that right?
The energy at that time was more difficult to control, I said. And it was quite an event for us to come to you, as you now understand. We had waited many long years to make this connection.
Yes, and I believe there was a considerable amount of fine-tuning after that time to make communication better.
Always this fine-tuning, as you call it, still continues.
Yes.
That is why it is important that I work at times with this instrument. I know you appreciate and understand that communication is not as simplified as some people would have you believe.
Yes, we appreciate it's a complicated matter.
But I will make this promise to you, my dear friend. You will have a full explanation of your question.
Thank you. Could I also ask a question about you talked to us about the pyramids and they being star pointers, and you have made certain statements such as that they were not intended as tombs, and there are many incredible details within their construction, and I appreciate that the details are too much for simple application, as simple as being a tomb. It has to be something much more complicated than that. I think you've indicated direction pointers in space. I think the complexity of the internal construction, it suggests a method, a process of dematerialization, and connected with space travel, we know that we can't satisfactorily travel in space unless dematerialization happens first. Is there anything you would be be able to say about the complicated layering of different types of rock within the pyramids, which obviously have, I would say, some energy application. Is there anything you can say about that? Or can you say that part of their application is dematerializing?
Yes. Let us first take a dematerialization. To you, it seems such a strange and unusual happening. To those of us who know more, it is a natural happening. That is first and foremost what you need to know.
Yes, and I imagine that goes with a much stronger spiritual development.
Yes, of course. You have enough knowledge at this time to understand. I told you when first I came that all of these great happenings, as you call them, were quite natural occurrences, and that people of your past times had much more spiritual knowledge than many do now. Yes, originally those of greater knowledge had those, we will call them, points of light. Points of light. Because all structures are light and energy. This you understand.
Yes.
The pyramids were built as points of travel for those who came from other worlds. The drawings you speak of within the walls of these great rocks came later. They came from man. And man's assessment of what they should have been. We are speaking of two different things here.
Yes.
It is a topic which we can enter into again another time if you so wish. But you must not mix the original construction or dematerialization within with what you find in the inner walls of these structures. I will clarify it for you and make it a little more easier for you to understand. There has been much written. There has been much controversy. But I will tell you why and how and when, so that your understanding will be greater.
Thank you.
Are you happy that we should do this?
That's very interesting.
Yes, that's very interesting. There seems to have been a time of...
There is a lapse of time.
Yes, there was a time of very early knowledge.
Yes.
When the major pyramids would have been first built.
Yes.
And
mankind has not been correct in his timing.
Yes, and then there has been further usage of the pyramids since their original construction.
Yes. You must always bear this in mind. But we will go into more detail.
Thank you.
For this time, I feel you need to devote yourselves to what is available. I will leave you now, my dear friends. Be open to what is being given to you, and you may be surprised by who and what you have been in past times.
Sounds interesting.
Do not try too hard. That is always, I will not say fault, but a little of your eagerness. Be open, be relaxed, and let those come close to you. And as you receive the information, please speak with our dear lady friend. Speak amongst yourselves, because the very vibration of your voices will bring us even closer. My love for you all grows ever deeper.
I'm sure I love you.
Yes,
thank you. Thanks again.